Occupants of 53 rooms at the deteriorating former Holiday Inn were given 5 days' notice to move out after Ameren said it was shutting off gas and electricity for non-payment. Abdullah Aziz was one of the fortunate tenants who quickly found a new place to live.
I guess it was just a blessing in disguise. You know, the apartment fell in my lap, you know, so I don't have any complaints. I know some other people have.
One of those people would only identify herself as Mary. She says the city of Champaign and social service agencies have offered to help, but that help isn't enough.
They gave the single people $100 that didn't have kids, and they gave the people that had kids $200. Where are you going to move to with that?
Critics say Ameren should have been required to give a longer advance notice. But there's question whether the Gateway should be considered a hotel or an apartment building because of its long-term rates. Esther Pat of the University of Illinois Tenant Union says the sudden closure will have lasting effects on the residents and the agencies trying to help.
And a lot of the people who have already left will probably be homeless within a week to 10 days. Because there just is no place that they can afford that is as cheap as where they were living, where they can pay by the week.
Ameren spokesman Lee Morris says the utility had tried to deal with the Gateway's owner over the debt, but Rose Touchstone of the hotel's property management firm says she and the Gateway's local manager were unaware of the problem until Ameren first tried to shut off power last week. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.